Well, mixing it up a little bit on the Big Sports Breakfast in this half hour, we've got something a little bit different. And on the weekend at Qdos Bank Arena, it'll be a riot with Team USA up against Team Canada in an ice hockey blockbuster. Of course, it's all happened before and it returns again. I'm glad to say we've found the Aussie connection in Team Canada or Team USA. And I'm glad to say that Ottawa Senators defender Ben Harper, Aussie Ben, we're going to call him. He joins us in the studio, in the Big Sports Breakfast studio. G'day, Ben. Good to have you, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Aussie Ben.
Yeah.
Tell us the connection. I like it. What's the connection?
So my mom was born in Sydney, and her family moved to Canberra, and she lived there until she was 7 years old. And she ended up moving to Canada with her family, and she kind of stayed there and met my dad. So I was born and raised in Canada, but my mom wanted us to, all the kids, like my siblings too, we all have our Australian citizenship and we have our passport. So
right. Oh, you got your passport?
Yeah, yeah. Right. We all have our passport. So this is my fourth time coming to Australia. Fantastic. And I still have some relatives here. So my grandparents and my aunt and her family live in Canberra, and I have one of my uncles and his family live up in Brisbane. So they're all over, and you know, I love it here. This is my fourth time here. I can't get enough of it.
Are they coming to watch you on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think my aunt and her family are going to come to the game on Saturday.
I think what we want to see is like a legitimate game. You know, Australian sports fans can sense that straight away. Team USA versus Team Canada. Is that going to get fair dinkum straight away, as we say here, fair dinkum?
Yeah, this is my first year doing the tour, but I know a lot of guys that have done it in the past, and they said it's gotten a little heated at times. And back in North America, there's always a little rivalry. Doesn't matter if it's between teammates, you know, guys that you play with between Canada and the U.S. There's always a little rivalry, and there's always healthy competition. There's a lot of jawing back and forth between guys that went and played the junior route, junior hockey in Canada, or guys that went to college in the States. So it'll be a lot of fun, and I think it's gonna be fast, and there might be a little bit of competition out there.
It's strange because most Canadians are very passive people. They're pretty much like Aussies in many, many ways, Ben. Yeah, it's just my take on things. But I do love that T-shirt when they're traveling Canada and you see that it's the evolution of a Canadian. Yeah, they go from ape through all the different stages. Then the finished product is a ice hockey player.
It's a hockey player.
It's just the game that matters there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I started skating when I was 4 years old, and pretty much everyone does that. It's just how it is. You know, everyone grows up playing hockey. Everyone grows up watching hockey, and that's our sport. And, you know, for me to play in a Canadian market in Ottawa, like, our fan base is unbelievable. And just to be able to play in Canada growing up, watching from home, Ottawa's about 6 hours from my home, so I always grew up watching the Leafs. So there's always some good games between Ottawa and the Leafs, that Ontario rivalry. But yeah, hockey's you know, like the football of the States.
Yeah, sure.
So what route did you take? You mentioned there's a couple of ways, junior through the junior clubs or through the college system. Which way did you go?
I played junior hockey. I was drafted to the Guelph Storm of the OHL when I was 16 years old. And then I played there for 3.5 seasons, and I got traded to the Barrie Colts halfway through my final year of junior. And then I just turned pro with Ottawa's organization 2 seasons ago. So I just finished my second year.
And you've got yourself a super competitive franchise as well, just shy of the finals, which must have been a bit gut-wrenching. You got down to game number 7 to qualify for what we would call the grand final, the final series.
Yeah, we were really close. Game 7, double overtime. Doesn't really get any closer than that. And then to be watching these guys playing, you know, Pittsburgh and Nashville is a great series. But, you know, you're always thinking just one bounce the other
way.
It could have been us pretty easily. So
one of the things that I think fascinates us here, it was just saying off air that in the National Rugby League and the AFL, which are our big winter sports here, fighting has been completely outlawed, you know, to the point where it you know, people push each other and that's as far as it goes, right? That's not the case in the NHL. It's almost like the last sport outside of boxing and UFC. How do you is that an ever-present when you're thinking about playing the game and actually playing it, that you know that that type of confrontation can occur? And do you train for that type of thing?
Yeah, it's almost, I would say, like a game within the game.
Right.
There's certain guys on each team that are out there for intimidation factor and heat of the moment. You know, it's a really fast and competitive game, and guys, get on the wrong side of each other. And like you said, it's pretty much the only sport that still allows it within the rules. They're starting to include some rules, especially in the minors, that cut down on the fighting. They're, like I was mentioning out there, in the minors, you can only have 10 fights before you start getting suspended.
10 fights
in one season per player, and then you start getting suspended and start getting fined. So it seems like it's kind of fading out of the game a bit, but I feel like it'll still be there for a bit at least. There's always that intimidation factor, you know, being out on the ice, you know who you're playing against, and you know what you can and can't do.
We're having a chat with Ben Harper from the Ottawa Senators. Of course, he's playing for Team Canada on the weekend at Qdos Bank Arena against Team USA, and he's got that Aussie connection, obviously, with his mum. Ben, obviously, we're talking about this and the trying to lessen the violence, I guess, in our competitive sports here, and that's very much on the back of the billion-dollar case against the NFL in the United States of America, and right. And also for the medical case regarding concussion. Is that looming large? You say, it's still, why hasn't it affected the NHL quite as much as, say, the other codes? Because it would have got a lot of publicity over there, quite clearly, the NFL issue.
For sure. And I think there's actually some lawsuits that are going on
right now.
You hear about it all the time. Concussions is kind of a newer term, and there's obviously a lot of research that's being done for it, but it's something that is just coming to the light recently. So back in Canada as a hockey player, you kind of pride yourself in playing through injuries and being tough, and but you know, you got to take care of your health at the same time. So these guys that had played before, they really knew a lot about concussions. They just, you know, you just shake it off and you just chalk it up to a headache or a stinger. But now that there's more research, they have a lot of rules in place. So the NHL has, they call them spotters, and they sit in the crowd in every game and they're watching the cameras, and if there's any sort of hit to the head or someone hits their head off the ice, they actually, as a third party, they go down to the team's trainer and they have to take the guy off the bench. And he goes into the quiet room, and a third-party doctor will evaluate him and make sure he's good to go.
A third-party doctor? So an independent doctor?
Yes.
That's interesting. Like, so that's an issue with us.
Yeah, we have at this stage, it's still the club doctor, so it would be your club doctor look at you, but we are talking about having independent doctors make those decisions as well.
Yeah. I think it's better that way. You kind of take the conflict of interest out of it. Because, you know, as an organization, they're obviously looking for their best chance to win. And if you're a big player, they don't want you missing shifts if you're back in the quiet room. So you gotta see both sides of it. The organization wants to win, but of course they still care about your health. But at the end of the day, you know, you gotta make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And your head is obviously huge.
Yeah. Ever thought about being a sports administrator? Because that was pretty clearly positioned there for a lot of people who've ummed and ahed around that one. I want to talk about your growth spurt, right? When was that? Because you were a forward, right? And then you had this growth spurt, and they went, well, why don't we put him out the back and see how he goes there?
Yeah, so I was playing just minor hockey back in Niagara Falls, which was my hometown AAA center. I was actually from Niagara-on-the-Lake, but they only had single A, so I would travel a bit to Niagara Falls and play there. And never really took hockey that seriously.
Right.
You know, I was just in it for the fun, and my parents never pressured me too hard. And I never really had any ambitions of being where I am now, I guess. It all happened pretty quickly, but like you said, I had a pretty big growth spurt. I think the last time I was in Australia was in 2011, and I would have been 6'1 at the time, and that was right in the middle of my growth spurt.
Right.
So the year before, I was around 5'9", and then at Christmas time when I came to Australia, I was 6'1", and then by the time April or May came around, I was 6'3 or 6'4.
See, good living, mate. Sun, yeah. Surf.
Yeah, that's it. And then
meat pies.
Roast dinner.
Yeah, and now I'm about 6'6", so right. I kept growing a bit from there. Playing minor hockey in Niagara Falls, we had a weaker team. We never really were very good, and for whatever reason, we never really had any successful years. But I was a forward at the time. I was playing left wing, and my coach, for some reason, obviously, he saw something in me and saw that there was some potential, and he decided to put me on defense so that I could touch the puck more, since we weren't very good, and we were kind of spending the whole game in our end. Yeah, exactly. So he made the decision to put me and two or three other guys that were, kind of our puck handling guys and puck moving guys. He put us back on defense, and from there, I started getting some attention from OHL scouts, and I was eventually drafted by Guelph.
Ben Harper, our special guest from Ottawa Senators, ready to take your calls as well. 1353 53. Fire away, Dog Whisperer.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Ben. How are we?
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to ask you, what did you make of the rivalry in the playoff finals between PK Subban and Sidney Crosby? Was it just a matter of Subban trying to get under the skin of the best player in the game, or because I've never took Sid the Kid to be that kind of player? So was it more coming from his side of the fence or Subban?
I think it's almost like a game within the game, like what I was saying with the fighting, guys trying to get under each other's skin, and I think that was Subban's way of kind of distracting the media and putting more spotlight on Crosby. But he's one of the best players in the world, and I think it's going to take a bit more than that to get under his skin. He deals with it all the time.
Good on you, Dog Whisperer. Used to the attention. Phil the Forky, good morning. Ben is listening.
Yeah, good morning. Listen, I just want to know, Ben, how common is it for a forward to go back to a defenceman, given that you've done it, and also one of my heroes over there, Brent Burns from the San Jose Sharks, did it a couple of years ago because they moved him. He's a big guy like you, and they moved him from there. So is it the fact that you get bigger and you're maybe slow up on your skates a bit, that they move your back so you can bash the other forwards, or how does it work?
It was a different situation for me, I think, because I switched at 14 or 15 years old, and Brent Burns has done it in the NHL, which is a lot bigger of a step. But usually defensemen are bigger guys, and Brent Burns is a big guy too. And now a lot of the... especially the top defensemen are really good skaters and the best puck movers, because a lot of the game now is really structured and you got to be able to get out of your end. So a guy like Burns, you want back handling the puck as much as possible.
Good on you, Phil. Quick bit of a vox pop question here from me. Who's bigger in Canada, Sidney Crosby or Justin Bieber?
That's a tough one.
Who do you have posters on him in your wall?
who do you think?
Justin Bieber.
Or what are you prepared to admit to?
honestly, I just think that the fan base for Justin Bieber might be a little bigger than the hockey fan base.
Okay. But they're Sydney, like, national sports icon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, the past couple Olympics being, Canada winning the gold and stuff. And Crosby scoring that the overtime goal in the 2010 in Vancouver, just things like that. And for him to win back-to-back Stanley Cups, I think that's the first time it's been done since the 70s, just speaks about his leadership. And obviously he's one of the best players in the world, and it's pretty surreal that I was out on the ice playing against him a couple of weeks ago.
Awesome. It is. Well, you're going to be out on the ice again, Ben. We thank you so much for your time, mate. You're going to be in action on the weekend at Qdos Bank Arena and then travelling down to Melbourne. So that's this Saturday night in Sydney. Then the next Saturday night, that's going to be in Melbourne. Ben Harper with the Team Canada up against Team USA. And we thank you so much, Ben, for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.